Triple Team traffic starts with Ricky Meese.
Southbound I-15, heavy and slow between 2100 and 90th South. Northbound I-15, an accident after 106 South. Still blocking the HOV lane, causing delays back through Draper. And we have a new accident, possible injuries here. This is going to be Meadowbrook Expressway, 4100 South, right by Redwood Road. Dave Meekum.
We continue to have delays on the east side belts. It's that construction, and you deal with this every day if you drive that. It's I-215 East, 4500 South, down to Knutson's Corner. If you're heading over the point of the mountain, getting into Utah County, it's backing up heavy early today. Right around the county line, you're going to be in that jam up down past SR-92 and down past 2100 North and Lehigh. Got pretty good delays right now between American Fork Main Street up past Lehigh Main Street. Mark?
UDOT reporting a wreck northbound I-15 close to Shepherd Lane. I'm going to tell you it is quite heavy there back around Parrish Lane through Farmington up through Kaysville, and then you'll break free of it about Hillfield Road in Layton. You have Highway 89 delays just now forming, overflowing up into Kaysville, Fruit Heights area. Coming out of downtown, still just sluggish, but moving okay, headed to the North Interchange. The advocates won't let you get bullied by insurance companies. Don't get bullied. Call 801-355-5550 or visit UtahAdvocates.com. Mark Jackson of the KSL Traffic Center.